You're listening to K-Hum. That was Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with The Angel Share. And right now, I have the pleasure of having Sam Hodder on the phone, who's the president and CEO of Save the Redwoods League. How are you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. You guys must be pretty pumped about the event coming up on Sunday.
Oh, it's really exciting. It's going to be a beautiful event. It sounds like lots of folks are coming out. There'll be fun things to do from... there's going to be a horse and carriage ride. There's going to be bike rentals and bike rental tours. There'll be nature hikes, as well as just some terrific celebration about an institution that has been so critical to the American community, and certainly a celebration of a partnership between Save the Redwoods League and the National Park Service. That is something we're really proud of.
Yes, you guys are actually providing the space for the celebration.
That's right. We own the site on which the celebration is going to be taking place. It's a property that used to be an old-growth redwood mill. The mill was removed several years ago, and we bought the site. We're going to be restoring it. We've got a vision for how the property could integrate beautifully with the national park, and it will eventually be part of the national park. So it's a great opportunity for us to celebrate. It's right where two critical creeks come together, Redwood Creek and Prairie Creek. So there'll be opportunities to restore this landscape, bring back the forest, bring back the habitat around the river, and to integrate with the visitors to the national park as they come and see the world's tallest trees.
How are you going to integrate the property into the park? Exactly.
Well, one of the exciting elements of this location is that many of the most inspiring and popular trails in the park are right in this immediate area. So from this site, you can hike back into the backcountry for overnight hikes and into campsites. You can do small loop hikes. You can get up into the Lady Bird Johnson Grove, which is spectacular, and get out towards the other side of the highway as well with some beautiful hikes. You'd even head out to the beach. So it really is kind of a hub of recreational activity. And we're in the process now of partnering with the local community, with the Yurok tribe, with national and California state parks to envision how this property could become that gateway facility, and how once the property is conveyed into the national park, this could be a new opportunity for a point of access into that national park.
That's pretty super sweet. And some of the trails that you were talking about right there during the celebration on Sunday, they're going to have tours where they're going to take people around and on some of the trails too, which will be pretty neat.
Absolutely. There'll be naturalists there that can show some of the old growth redwood trees that are right there along the trails. And once you get into the forest, you could walk for hours. So there'll be an opportunity to have National Park Service naturalists, as well as some of the volunteer docents that make the park so special, speaking to the natural resources and giving tours of some of the trail opportunities.
And the great-grandson of John Muir, Michael Muir, will be there, and he has that wonderful carriage for people with wheelchairs.
Absolutely.
So
that's going to be a great component of the celebration. And, of course, he's representing a heritage that's so closely entwined with the National Park Service. John Muir is of course, a legend, and he and our founders, actually, were friends and compatriots and worked together back at the turn of the century to help elevate the significance of our natural resources as part of our shared heritage. So there's a real poetry to having his great-grandson there to both honor that legacy, but also speak to the future of national parks. I think the accessibility of our park system being welcoming and relevant to more diverse audiences, the future of the National Park Service and the visitor experience in those parks is every bit as important as our past. And I think with John Muir's great-grandson there to tell us about accessibility, to tell us about relevance, and to talk about the importance of national parks in a changing culture and community, it's a terrific event that's coming together.
And you all also are going to be unveiling a commemorative plaque honoring Stephen T. Mather, the first director of public of the
first director of the National Park Service.
And founder of Save the Redwoods League, too.
The partnership goes all the way back to the beginning. Stephen Mather, who's together with John Muir, are the two fathers of the National Park Service, and he was the first director, and he also inspired the founding of Save the Redwoods League. So that connection between at our founding, as well as this new connection together here at Redwood National and State Parks, just speaks to how well we've worked together over the years. And Save the Redwoods League has done hundreds of conservation transactions in Redwood National and State Parks. So basically much of the protected old growth forest and the younger forest that's protected as part of this network of parks was acquired by Save the Redwoods League and has since been stewarded by our state and national park partners. It's an appropriate partnership to be celebrating and the perfect location for it as well.
Yes, definitely. And you all were protecting the old growth forest before the national parks.
That's right. At least at this location, yes. We've been protecting land here in this landscape since the 1920s. We were actually founded in 1918. But interestingly enough, the very first land conservation act in this country was back in the 1860s. And that also was inspired by these remarkable redwood trees and the cousins, the giant sequoia. It was the Mariposa Grove in Yosemite National Park, which was first protected by President Abraham Lincoln. It was the very first conservation action by the federal government where a place was protected for its natural and inspirational beauty. So that the National Park Service, it wasn't established until many years later, but that inspiration for conservation, for both natural beauty and for the citizens' experience of that beauty, the shared experience in beautiful places, found its inspiration, found its catalyst in the redwood trees. So it's appropriate for us to be celebrating among the giant redwoods, even though Redwood National Park wasn't established until 1968.
Yes, definitely. I'm glad that they have this awesome celebration. They're part of this because there's celebrations going on all over the country for the National Park Service.
That's right. It's a big deal. There are celebrations all around the country, and we're going to have our special one here in Redwood National. The America's greatest idea is what the National Park Service has been called. And if you think back to Frederick Law Olmsted and his son, who was actually on our board for many years, they actually coined some significant phrases in the documentation as the National Park Service was first established. And what was most important about it to them was that our national parks were the manifestation of our right to the pursuit of happiness. It really connects our national parks with what is fundamentally American, the democratization of the beauty of our landscape. And so to be celebrating that that important component to American culture and its 100-year anniversary is worthy of celebrations around the country.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. And once again, that is Save the Redwoods CEO Sam Hodder, and you will be there at the event. You're actually going to be giving a talk at the event on Sunday?
That's right. I'll be giving a talk. Steve Prokop is the superintendent at Redwood National and State Parks. We'll be giving a talk. Again, John Muir's great grandson, the Yurok tribe. There will be all of us together that share an interest, a focus, and a partnership around this landscape. We'll be there to help celebrate.
So come out Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. It's just north of Oreck off of 101 at the bottom of Bald Hills Road. It's where the Oreck Mill was. And they will also be giving a shuttle service from later Lady Bird Johnson Grove. So make sure to go check it out. Coming up here in just a couple minutes from now, I'm going to get back into the music. You're listening to KHUM.